Hi, this is Kevin Garrington, and this is the first track of two tracks of the CD Learning to Relax. This part of the CD is to go through the sheet titled Conscious Thought Processing and to give guidance to you. Did you realise that anything that stimulates you and increases your level of alertness is categorized as stress? Life without too much stimuli becomes unpleasant and tiring and may ultimately damage your health and well-being. Whether you need to manage the stress in your life, feel more energetic, or experience deep relaxation, this stress management and learning to relax CD are right for you. Do you create your own stress? Do you worry about things that are beyond your control? Are you a perfectionist? Do you pay constant attention to the needs of others and become dissatisfied with your own life? Is your environment a significant source of stress in your life? No matter what's causing your stress, this CD and the conscious thoughts processing will help you manage it and remove it, eliminate it with ease. When a stressful situation arises, your mind will know how to focus. Your thoughts won't scatter. Your heart won't race. You'll feel in control and begin to let the little things slide. And soon you'll notice you're more relaxed all the time. And you'll be able to handle the daily stresses of life and enjoy life without stressing out. So let's get back to the initial sheet. This first track will give you guidance on the thought processing. Second track will be the audio hypnotherapy learning to relax. But firstly, the conscious thought processing. If you refer to the sheet there, if you apply this, you will not be able to suffer any worry or anxiety again, which means that you will not get a build-up of stress, which means that you will never be able to experience that horrible feeling of not feeling in control. It is our worry and stressful thoughts that make us feel anxious sometimes. So it makes sense that if we take these away, then we can never get stressed again and remain relaxed permanently. I'm about to teach you how to process and qualify your thoughts correctly. We don't fight our thoughts or try to prevent them coming in because we know that doesn't stop them. So what we need to do is to process them and to teach our mind not to let them in. And that way, the way that we do that is, I want you to imagine now that there is a part of your mind, the unconscious or sometimes called the subconscious part, that sits in a nice big comfortable armchair in your head and it watches all your thoughts. And I want you to imagine in front of your unconscious, I want you to imagine a huge high-tech flat screen TV. And all your thoughts now are coming onto the screen first. They're not coming straight in. And when you think about what you are thinking about, I want you to apply this way of processing your thoughts. So just think of any thought now. Think of a thought now and pop it up on the screen. And now you're going to process or qualify this thought with three separate questions to see if you want this thought in your head. And the first question, if you refer to the sheet, is it good for me if I think about this? Does it make me feel good if I think about this? Yes or no? Does it make me feel good if I think about this? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, then you simply say, I'm sorry you can't come in. It doesn't make me feel good if I think about this. And so you dismiss it. You dismiss the thought. And now what will happen is that the thought will probably come back, and that's fine. It may come back several times. That's fine. This is fine. Don't worry about this. This is the way the mind works. It's the way your mind works. And all I ask you to do is to simply process the thought. If you need to, you can ask the second and even the third question. Second question is slightly different. Second question, is it a benefit for me if I think about this? Does it benefit me if I think about this, yes or no? And if it's a no, then simply say, I'm sorry, you can't come in. You're not of benefit for me. You can go away. And the same thing will probably happen. Same thing will probably happen, that the thought will come back again. That's fine. Just simply keep processing the thought. Your mind will have other thoughts or you'll get distracted. And the third question, is there anything I can do about this? Yes or no, because there are many things in life that are out of your control. You can't do anything about them. And if you get a no, same again. I'm sorry, you can't come in. The objective, the mission, the objective is to process and qualify your thoughts. By so doing, by applying this process, you will automatically stop those worry or negative thoughts continuing. The majority of rubbish we keep in our heads, occupying our minds, is either stuff that's already happened or we think might happen in the future. This works, this process works, because it works in the way the mind works. And succeeds too. As long as you apply it, it will work for you. It's like sorting out a box room full of rubbish in your head. It's like defragging a computer, but you're defragging your head of unnecessary, worthless rubbish that has been cluttering up your mind. These thoughts in the past have been instrumental in building up and leading to your stress, to your not being able to relax. And this process, simple process, when applied, means that you will never ever be able to get stressed ever again in your life. It's very, very profound stuff. And all you need to do is to begin to apply it. Simply apply it and let your mind do the rest. You don't need to know how it works for you, for it to work for you. Just apply. Just do it. If you get a yes to the last question, by the way, is there anything I can do about this? Then follow through on what's written on the sheet and write down what you can do and put a date on when you're going to do it and go do it. I want you to know that the more you apply this process, the quicker it will happen for you, the more rapid it will get in there. And you won't do this all the time initially when you first start to do it, but when you do think about your thoughts, then just simply process them, simply apply this process. With this process, you teach yourself a new way of thinking, and by creating a new way of thinking, you create a new habit, which means that you experience very profound positive change for yourself, which becomes an unconscious habit, much like learning to tie a shoelace or drive a car. It will become automatic without you having to think about it, leaving you with a clear mind and the only things in your head being positive things you can do something about. I want you to know this doesn't mean to say you never have any more negative thoughts. What it does mean is that you process those thoughts very effectively, very efficiently, no longer allowing to worry or concern you anymore, leaving you stress and worry free. Stress and worry free, completely relaxed. This is part of learning how to relax. And as long as you apply yourself to this process, you will achieve stress-free peace of mind. Normally a couple of weeks, sometimes it's a few days, but normally 2 to 3 weeks, and this will now give you fantastic rewards for the rest of your life. Remember, it's not a race. Just begin to apply these simple things. It's like going to the mental gym a number of times and let your mind do the rest. It does know automatically what's best for you. All you need to do is simply action the processes and look forward to a stress-free, happy life. We'll move on to the second track of Learning to Relax CD in just a few moments.